Okay.
Are you recording, Karen?
Now it's live. Yep, we are now live.
1 o'clock, call this meeting to order of the Court of Fort Townsend on October 6, 2020. It's a Tuesday. This is a special meeting to discuss the U.S. Economic Development Administration grant funding resolution. Karen?
Well, thank you, commissioners. I think this could be a record meeting for time, and I won't add to it. The commission packet really speaks for itself. The summary is we were unsuccessful at the 80% grant level, but EDA has asked us to resubmit at a lower level. And what you have before you is proposed resolution 925, I think, 725, that would authorize me to update the forms and would commit the port to an increased match of $4.781 million. I'd like to note two items that are different. In the second recital, the project cost is off by $600. The resolution in the packet reads $14,062,000, and it should read $14,062,600. And in the last bullet under the same recital, there are two forms referenced that need to be updated, SF-424 and 424C. We also need to update the ED-900GA form. So in looking for a motion to adopt resolution 725, recognizing that those two ministerial changes will be made in the final resolution.
Ann, you want to make a motion?
Okay, I make a motion that we approve resolution 725-20.
And I second that motion, pending some discussion.
Sure.
Brief.
Yeah. And then let's have some discussion.
So, Aaron, what happens? I know that they're out of 14 million and change, there's substantial contingencies in there. What if we get lucky? Does that reduce the port's, is it just a percentage? So if it goes down 5%, they pay 5% less and we pay 5% less and everybody's happy, or?
It's unclear, actually. It's a question that we're posing right now. So the question you're asking is, is it still an 80-20 grant with the cap of about $9.281 million, or is it shifting to a 66, you know, 34 grant? We, of course, love the idea that it's still an 80-20 with the cap at $9.28 million. So in the event we did come in with lower bids, potentially, you know, the local share would go down, but would never go down less than 20%.
Right.
We'll find that out. I don't have an answer to that, but that's a question that we have wondered as well.
Okay. It's yes. I mean, it's not a showstopper. It's just a curiosity.
Yeah, I'll find out and follow up with you, let you know.
Okay.
And Dan, everybody good?
I have never been so excited at a port meeting before. So
wow.
I'm just thrilled.
Keep our fingers crossed that the second review of these conditions would be successful. This would work for us. I believe we could make this work. And you know, if successful, I think my suggestion to the commission would be that we work with representatives, you know, Theringer and Chapman, and Senator Van de Weg for a capital request for about $2 million in the next session. And the remaining portion then would be funded IDD, which is right in line with what the five-year capital plan shows as presented at the last meeting. So it seems like it puts us within reach. And if we weren't able to be successful with legislative funding, then we could look at our other options utilizing either a debt or increased IDD support. But either way, to put this project squarely in the, we can actually see a path forward category if we're successful.
So, is there any more movement on the permit front, or is that still stalled?
No, Ross is working on the updated BA and other documentation to kind of shift gears from the combi wall to this design. And you know, we're working on that process to get through consultation. So the timing and process remains a bit unclear, but definitely not stalled moving forward, even as we speak.
Okay.
Cool. How about, so I saw Ashlyn Russell put a comment in. Did everybody see the comment?
No, I didn't.
Huh. Didn't she put it through? Let's see. Did she just send it to me? Ashlyn? No, she sent it to all of us at 10 today. Yeah. Do you want to read it, Karen, just so we've got it on the record?
You mean I'm copied on that email?
I didn't see that email.
I didn't see
I'll
it.
I'll read it. Well, okay. I'll read it.
Thank you.
This is from Ashlyn Russell at 10:08 a.m. today to the three commissioners, Pam, Keith, and Bill. I wish to express my support for the proposed EDA funding of the jetty rebuilds at Point Hudson. This appears to be a great opportunity to finally get this project funded. The required match money may be a little stressful, but I trust it can be figured out in a way that maintains public support. Thank you, Ashton Brown, our council watercraft.
Okay, and I'm just forwarding that to Karen for the the minutes and to Aaron.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate it.
Cool. All right, let's vote on this. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The resolution passes.
Since it's a special meeting, that's all we can do today. But we've got you scheduled next for 9:30 a week from tomorrow for a workshop meeting.
Okay.
And we'll see you then.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great afternoon, everybody.
I'm done for now.
Officially adjourned. 107.